Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center. Up next, hey, cattle producers, the next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up on Thursday, January 26th. Yep, the every other week auctions are moving from Friday to Thursday this year on Superior Livestock, and this will be the first regular Thursday auction of the new year, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction will be starting at 8 a.m. Central Time, 23,150 head expected in at this first sale of the new year on a Thursday. That'll include 8,800 yearling steers, 4,300 yearling heifers, 9,300 weaned calves, and 650 head of bred stock. If you'd like more information about an estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can go to the website at SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. Jim Robb is with the Livestock Market Information Center. He's their top hired hand. LMIC works with land grants across the country in looking at our cattle markets and our pork markets as well. Jim Robb says that for our cattle producers, looks like 2017 has the potential of being profitable.
I think we're very close to black ink. We've had a very solid rally in the cash live cattle market. Calves and yearlings have followed along suit. That rally since early December has been very good for the industry, and the feeder cattle prices and the feedstuff costs are down. We expect by the time we get into February that we'll see some rather consistent black ink finally coming back in the cattle feeding sector. We look overall at price profile in 2017, though. We see year-to-year declines on increasing production driven by that factor in cattle prices. But, you know, on a year-to-year basis, maybe the smallest declines or maybe even close to flat will be in the fourth quarter of the year. So, you know, prices are still under pressure, cyclically under pressure, but we don't expect, like we saw a year ago, of 20 to 30% drops in calf and yearling prices and nearly 18% down year over year in fed cattle prices, unless there's some other unknown shoe to drop, which can happen. We don't expect those year-to-year declines to happen again in 2017 or 2018. You know, modest year-to-year declines in prices should be the expectation.
Profitability in our beef business for 2017, we'll take it. One of the reasons Jim Robb believes there's opportunity to do that, a little bit less pressure coming from the competing meats.
Well, we're seeing year-over-year increases. The year-over-year increases, though, in the pork and the poultry sectors are probably a little more modest in 17 than they were in 15 and 16, but still year-over-year increases. On the hogs and pigs side, the end of December hogs and pigs report showed more market hogs, about 2% above expectations. That's a lot of hogs, record large number of market hogs in the U.S. So the industry, even with rather low prices and lack of producer profitability, partly because we're building two new hog plants, producers associated with those plants are growing output. So we're going to see more production than we thought in 2017. The good news on the flip side a little bit, Eric, is that the export data came in better than expected in the fourth quarter, but also even with those huge levels of hog slaughter that really stressed our current slaughter capacity, cold storage actually went down on the pork front. So we moved the meat into the marketplace. So, you know, there was a little bit of good and a little bit of negative. In terms of the price profile for 2017, we expect hog prices to be down a little bit year over year, just like we expect in the beef profile, and much of that driven or mostly driven by increasing supplies year over year. So a little bit of good news, a little bit of bad news. In terms of competing meats, we always focus on the level and the percent change. The levels are going to be larger, but the rate of growth in those competing meats is moderating some from a beef industry perspective.
Top hired hand of the Livestock Market Information Center, Jim Robb. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Messner Ranch, they've got the oldest annual production sale in the state, and it's coming up on February 4th at the ranch in Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, plus 80 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Request a catalog at dvauction.com, or for more information, contact Milton at 580-273-9494, or call Van at 580-552-1555. That's the Messner Ranch production sale, February 4th. We'll see you there.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network, and OklahomaFarmReport.com.